What's up, everybody? We are on the clock. We are drafting right now, a 12-team standard scoring league. I'm Adam Azer with Dave Richard. Hi, Dave.
Yo.
Jamie Eisenberg. Hey, Jamie.
Hey.
Heath Cummings, four-man show.
I'm back again. I'm so happy to be here.
You wore turquoise.
Yeah, it's a turquoise kind of day.
We are now five picks in. Dave is on the clock with the sixth pick in the draft, and here's the format. One quarterback, 6 points for all touchdowns, passing touchdowns, rushing touchdowns. One quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, tight end, flex, which is a wide receiver, running back, or tight end, a kicker, and a defense. How many rounds are we going here?
15.
15 rounds. Jamie had the first pick. Dave has the sixth pick. I have the seventh pick. And Heath, where are you? Oh, the eighth.
I'm eighth.
How about that? Six, seven, eight.
So we
eight.
Got three in a row, which means we can't really talk about our picks until we're up.
Yeah. And we have some emails that I'll try to sprinkle in as we get to relevant players. Adrian Peterson went fifth, so we actually have an email about him. But here's what we got so far. Eddie Lacy, Jamal Charles, Le'Veon Bell, three. C.J. Anderson, four to Chris Towers.
Boom.
And Adrian Peterson, five. Give me your thoughts on C.J. Anderson, fourth overall.
It might be too soon.
It might be too soon, but if you're really in love with Gary Kubiak style, the way that he likes to call games, assuming that he's actually going to be the one calling the games, and if you look at Denver's schedule, you're going to hear me talk a lot about schedules. It's favorable for them. I can understand why you would want to take them.
Okay.
Yeah. C.J. Anderson is one person, not two people.
So Dave,
but you would have to. I think you would want to be smart and handcuff him later on in the draft.
I'd probably like him more than Adrian Peterson at five, if that's any consolation.
I was not anticipating C.J. Anderson going four. So now, Dave, you took Marshawn Lynch sixth, and I'm on the clock. Go ahead and explain your pick.
Wanted a stud running back, and I feel I'm entitled to one this early in the draft. My top six running backs are Bell, Lacy, Charles, Lynch, Foster, and Peterson. I knew I was going to get one of them. Lynch was there. He's my highest-ranked running back. So then I hit the draft button in my draft room, and there he was on my team. That's how it works. Thank you.
Okay. Well, that's that was an interesting insight into how to draft. Do appreciate that.
Shut up.
So I'm going to definitely take a running back here, and Dave, Heath, you're up next, actually. We can all talk about this, but I know that in the middle of the second round, I'm not going to have a running back on the board that I really want as my number one running back. So I'm going to take LeSean McCoy and take a wide receiver most likely in round two. Heath, what's your thought?
Wait, my McCoy over Forte.
You know, I'm a little worried about Forte. Just his per-carry performance wasn't great last year. I feel like he could be approaching the end of the line. So I was actually deciding between Jeremy Hill and McCoy.
Interesting.
You guys think I'm out of line with that thinking?
No. I would take Forte. I think he's going to have one more good season. He'll lose some in the receiving department because of the change in coordinator, but I think he'll gain some in his carries. So I think his carry total will be a little bit higher. His reception total will be a little lower.
You're talking about
Forte.
See, that's how I would describe McCoy. I don't think McCoy's catch total is going to be very high in Buffalo. We didn't see that from Jets running backs under Rex Ryan, 49ers running backs under Greg Roman. And I think Forte's maybe his biggest strength at this point in his career is his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield.
Yeah, but he's not going to get 100.
Oh, okay, 75.
I think that's fair, but I also think his carries go up.
This is a standard league.
Actually, he had three games of 20 or more carries.
I think it could have been different.
I'll just take the guy that I think is better than both of them.
And that is? Oh, Arian Foster. Go ahead.
I like that pick.
It's very interesting how people view Forte, McCoy, Foster, and Lynch, and either they're scared to death of all four, maybe Peterson, you know, because I think some people share your sentiment on Peterson, which is fair, that they just lump these veteran guys together and say either they want them, one of them, you know, there could be one that you obviously like more than the rest, or there's just you're screaming and getting away from them as far as you can, which is why you see Gronkowski and some of the receivers creep up ahead of those guys.
We are now 10 picks in and no receiver off the board. Jeremy Hill, 9. So Heath took Foster, 8. Hill goes 9, Rob Gronkowski 10th overall to Will Brinson.
Ahead of Forte.
The only reason I didn't take Gronk is because I'm gutless. I'm just absolutely gutless.
No, I think it's smart to take the running back over Gronk. He's going to score more points end of the season, provided, in your case, Foster, provided that Foster stays healthy.
Right.
Yeah, but you could have gone.
How much better is Gronk going to do from last year?
He. Well, see, here's knowing your league and knowing the people you're drafting with. He could have gone Gronk and probably got DeMarco in round two.
I may have taken Arian and take DeMarco in round two.
You may do that. But I think, you know, the fear of not getting a running back that you like DeMarco Murray.
Right.
You can go Gronk Murray and be okay with it because you like that.
You guys want to hear?
I would have taken Gronk over Foster myself.
You want to hear an interesting email?
Sure.
James in Long Beach asks, given that Asiata and McKinnon combined for 71 catches last year, I think Adrian Peterson should be the number one running back in PPR leagues. Please explain why I'm wrong.
Because I think McKinnon and Asiata might end up cutting into some of those catches. Yes. And I think a lot of those catches last year were because the Vikings were afraid to call running plays because they didn't have Adrian Peterson.
All right.
So I don't know if they'll have 71 catches combined between Peterson, McKinnon, and Asiata this year. I would venture to say they don't.
Here's round one, everybody. Eddie Lacy to Jamie, Jamal Charles, Le'Veon Bell, C.J. Anderson, Adrian Peterson. Dave took Marshawn Lynch. I took LeSean McCoy. Heath took Arian Foster. George took Jeremy Hill. Then Gronkowski. Andrew Luck goes 11th.
Ooh.
And Matt Forte falls to 12th overall.
Steal.
Yeah, it's well, so the thing is, do you feel like you could put a lot of those running backs in whatever order you want?
Yeah.
So then it's not necessarily
you're free to
a
do
steal.
That. This is America. Choose whoever you like.
What about Luck, 11th overall? 6 points for passing touchdowns.
This is now, just so everybody knows that's listening to us, we're trying to, you know, bring some new people into some of our drafts, aside from just Heath, who joined the company this year.
Yeah.
Adam Silverstein's our college football producer, and he is, asked to, you know, take part in some of our drafts, so he's picking at number 11. He has never drafted with us before. I'm sure he's done his homework and read some of the things that we do. And so it's somebody different. And I think this is something that most people will see in their drafts,
mm-hmm.
which is when you have 6 points for passing touchdowns, you'll see quarterback, if not quarterbacks, go in the first round. So not something we would advise. Obviously, you hear us enough. You know how we feel about taking quarterbacks early, but you're going to see it, you know, probably from people in your leagues if you're not inclined to do so yourself. So I don't like it. I wouldn't do it, but I'm glad to see somebody else doing it, and we'll see how his team plays out. It's probably going to be a pretty good team because he's got a good start with a good quarterback.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. No, I got to tell you something. I'm glad you said that was Adam Silverstein because I thought that was a guy named Jeffrey Lebowski. I didn't realize that that's his team name.
Because he named his team Jeffrey Lebowski.
Is that the Big Lebowski's first name?
I didn't know that was allowed to change your name in a mock draft.
Yeah, it's kind of strange.
Our purposes only.
He's trying to entertain us.
Well, it worked.
Here we are now.
All right, so the first two picks of round two are Antonio Brown, and then Lebowski took Dez Bryant. So he has no running backs through two picks, but that's okay.
And a quarterback.
Yeah, quarterback and a wide receiver.
So it's going to be real interesting to see how – I'm going to call him Lebowski just because it's more fun.
Sure.
Yeah. Lebowski is better than Silverstein. It's going to be interesting to see how his team shakes out. But it does raise an interesting point that when you're picking – it's not exactly back-to-back swing picks at the end of a round and the beginning of another round. Mm-hmm. So if you're picking in that spot and you know the player you want and you think there's a chance the other guy is going to get him, forget about rankings. Forget about what people say you should do.
Right.
Get the player you want and then – aim to get somebody on the way back. Maybe he was worried that the person picking 12th was going to take Andrew Luck in front of him.
The one thing I will say is there's a chance he's got the number one quarterback and the number one wide receiver,
which
so
is great.
If he picks up a couple running backs late, and I would suggest probably taking four of the next six running backs, but if he does, he could be good.
Okay, Heath.
Well,
you and I have some interest. Well, are you going Murray or are you going wide receiver?
I'm going Murray.
Okay.
Murray, do you regret not taking Gronk?
No. Okay. DeMarco Murray's there in the second round. I'm taking him. I don't care if I have three running backs.
Okay.
Yeah, how could I have three running backs in the second round?
That would be weird.
So let's recap.
A
lot of trades.
Recapping here, round two. And we had Antonio Brown. It's basically a wide receiver run. Dez Bryant, Odell Beckham, Demaryius Thomas. So Heath had to choose between Julio Jones, Calvin Johnson, AJ Green, Jordy Nelson, and DeMarco Murray. He went with DeMarco Murray. I think at this point it's safe to say you are unlikely to see another running back come off the board before round three. So now we got the best players available are Aaron Rodgers and a bunch of wide receivers. And so, guys, Julio Jones or Calvin Johnson? What do you think I should do here?
Calvin.
I agree. Calvin.
Okay. I got no beef with that. Calvin Johnson it is. So now Heath has two running backs. He has, who are your running backs?
Arian Foster and DeMarco Murray.
And I have, who do I have? I have LeSean McCoy and Calvin Johnson. And Dave, you have Marshawn Lynch and?
Interesting debate going on in my head between Jordy Nelson, Julio Jones, and Aaron Rodgers. I think I'm going to pass on Rodgers because we all know you can get a quarterback later on.
Right.
And I have Jordy and Julio basically tied in my rankings. And I think I'm just going to go with Jordy just so I have a piece of Rodgers. I like him better. I know he's banged up right now. If this were training camp and he weren't participating, then it would be an easy pick for Julio. But
well, Jordy is participating.
Oh, that's right. He was back in minicamp. Mm-hmm. So you can throw that right out the window. Jordy Nelson, welcome to my team, baby. Let's go. And now I've got a running back and a wide receiver.
I'm a little surprised to see Julio Jones lasting even this long, and not that it's all that long, but 20th overall pick now. See if Ryan Bass takes him.
There's no telling what Ryan... I expect Ryan Bass to take Aaron Rodgers here.
Wouldn't be surprising. I mean,
that's
Ryan,
my expectation.
Ryan's another person that, you know, is new to drafting with us. He's, you know, done a couple already, but this is kind of why I think we're trying to incorporate some new people into our drafts, to get different perspectives and get what, you know, the average person likes to do as opposed to just a room full of experts.
I believe he started Adrian Peterson / or Aaron Rodgers in multiple drafts.
Okay. So, yeah, he has Peterson in this draft, too.
And he took Jameis Winston in our dynasty mock.
Right.
He took Jameis Winston second overall.
Yes.
Right. Which raised a lot of eyebrows.
And he took Julio Jones here.
Oh, which is a good great pick. It's a good pick.
Julio's learning.
Julio, to me, could be the number one receiver this year.
Oh, of course.
He's in the group that could.
But see, that's why I like him better about him for a while.
But that's why I like him better than Jordy. I don't think Jordy can get that high. Jordy is a little safer, but I think Julio's ceiling is much higher.
Yeah. Like, now, I think if you call Jordy Nelson a top seven fantasy receiver, no one's going to bat an eyelash.
No.
And Julio might not finish that high. In fact, I'm not sure. Did he finish that high last year? He might have because he had so many yards.
It's been mostly wide receivers plus all wide receivers in DeMarco Murray so far in round two. Now, a quick programming note. I don't know how long we're going to go today, and I'm actually going to post this tomorrow to give yesterday's show a little bit of time to breathe. But I don't know if we're going to do the whole draft, maybe like 10 rounds, something like that. Probably only going to make it one podcast rather than splitting it into two. But that's what you can look forward to. And we'll just kind of analyze our teams and the good and the bad picks and some strategies. And, for example, right now, picking in the middle of the third round, waiting, I've got about 10 picks left before mine. I'm queuing up my round three running backs here because unless somebody like Alshon Jeffrey or Mike Evans falls in the middle of round three, or maybe Jimmy Graham, I'm going with a running back. Dave, Heath, you guys are picking right around me. Are you thinking the same thing?
I'm not telling you. I picked before you.
No,
Heath is the one who shouldn't tell you.
Yeah, I'm definitely not telling you.
No, Heath picks after me. And this,
but
that
Jamie
doesn't,
picks before. Jamie
but that
picks
doesn't help. You, first of all, you don't need to know my strategy to alter your strategy. So, like, that doesn't help the listeners.
It might influence my strategy.
No, it shouldn't.
I'm trying to
How
win
could
this
you not say
draft.
That?
Because, Dave, there's an entire round. There are 12 picks come off the board before my next pick. It's not like you can...
So go ahead. Blab about what you want to do.
I am. I'm trying to help the listeners. I don't care about winning this mock draft.
Blab about what you want to do.
I've never done a mock draft without trying to win it. I don't understand that.
I am trying to win. I'm going to win. But the thing is, I need to help the listeners as well. As
you dug yourself quite a hole.
Aaron Rodgers and Randall Cobb come off the board. Jamie takes Mike Evans and Alshon Jeffrey.
I'm like clockwork, buddy.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I predicted that, those exact picks. I got an email for you. It's from Aaron in a tiny village in the west of Ireland where there's no football. Is Alshon Jeffrey a steal at his current ADP? With Adam Gase in Chicago, could he mold Alshon Jeffrey into a poor man's Demaryius Thomas?
What is his current ADP? Because I don't feel like it's 25th overall.
You feel it's lower?
I think he's going later than that.
He's going probably somewhere closer to 30.
Okay.
Which I think is a steal.
Could he be the number one wide receiver? Does he have that upside, Alshon Jeffrey?
I don't think so.
No.
You know, the funny thing, though, is I just know this from doing little blurbs on the story that I'm writing on Brandon Marshall and Eddie Royal.
Uh-huh.
And I know Eddie Royal doesn't exactly bring to mind great fantasy seasons, but his best year was with Jay Cutler in Denver. He had 90 catches, over 1,000 yards, and 5 touchdowns. Brandon Marshall had his best stretch of his career with Jay Cutler. And Alshon Jeffrey, last year in 2 of the 3 games that Marshall was out, he scored touchdowns in them. So you know he's going to be peppered with targets. If he plays the Demaryius Thomas role in Adam Gase's offense, You know that leads to the potential of a big season. And he's put up good numbers the last 2 years, and he's done it in a variety of ways. Did it with Josh McCown 2 years ago. He did it with Cutler last year. So I don't think he could be the number one guy, barring, you know, a lot of injuries in front of him. But top five would not be surprising, you know, given the role that he's going to play with a team that has a terrible defense. They're not going to be trailing in a lot of games, you know, which means Cutler's going to be thrown a lot.
Does Kevin White's impact?
No, because he's a rookie in a John Fox offense.
Oh, that was quick.
Damn, son. You got served.
Well, I'm not sure if there's ever been a receiver taken in the first round by a John Fox offense before.
Well, there's absolutely potential for Kevin White to play a significant role. I just don't see him impacting.
Right. No, I think he's definitely a number one fantasy receiver. And if you're betting on him being a top 12 guy, I think you're going to win. I think if you're betting on him being a top five guy, I think that's a stretch.
Well, I don't think you should bet on him there. Could he finish there, though? Because, I mean, you think where Marshall's been prior to last year, he's been in the conversation.
I do feel like of those guys we're talking about as top 12 guys, I think he'll be a top 12 guy. But of those guys, I feel like there's certainly a lot of risk there. There's a risk in this whole Chicago situation just being a disaster.
Jamie, you had
hashtag Jay Cutler.
Jamie, you had the number one pick, and you took Eddie Lacy, and then you went with Evans and Jeffrey.
Yep, my tried and true philosophy.
There really are no running backs, unless DeMarco Murray fell, that really make a ton of sense at that spot. So do you like picking number one overall?
I do, because I know what's going to be available to me in round four and five. I know I got two receivers that are, you know, in my top 12, Evans being my 10th best receiver. So I know when I pick in the top four, I'm going to typically end up getting one of my top four running backs, two typically of my top 12 to 14 receivers. I usually end up with two of my top 12 if you look at the way that my drafts fall. And then I know that I can pass on receiver for a while because I'm set at that position. And then I could take some flyers on guys that I like later, you know, which is why I typically end up with guys like John Brown or Devontae Adams or I'm trying to think of some other, you know, that group.
Allen Robinson, maybe?
Allen Robinson, yeah. You know, guys.
Just oh, damn you, Dave Richard.
Thank you.
You know,
I think I picked up a steal in this draft.
Oh, Lamar Miller?
Lamar Miller at 30th overall is my number two running back.
That was a great pick. Actually, I bet if Adam hadn't talked so much about taking a running back there, you might not have taken him.
Yeah,
that
right.
Was totally influenced by Adam Hazer.
Yeah. Well, you know, actually, the last three, let me actually just give you the first six picks of round three. Alshon Jeffrey to Jamie, Frank Gore, Jimmy Graham, Justin Forsett, Melvin Gordon, Lamar Miller. Gordon and Miller were the two guys in my queue, along with this third guy, T.Y. Hilton. So actually, I think, given the podcast that we just did on Tuesday and the fact that I do like some of the options in the fourth round at running back, and I already have McCoy, I'm going to go T.Y. Hilton here. I don't understand why he's not in the same discussion as Alshon Jeffrey and Mike Evans and even...
Should be.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be awesome. So
he does play on the team that added Andre Johnson.
Yeah,
for whatever it's worth, added Philip Dorsett, and he's kind of in the beginning stages of a standoff on contract negotiations with the Colts.
I understand all that. Does that make you hesitant to draft him? It obviously didn't make me hesitant.
Not at all.
I guess there's at least one receiver I like better than him.
Kelvin?
At this point, I should say hashtag tall wide receivers.
Yeah. So Antonio Brown's not good because he's short?
Yep. I'll take Kelvin.
All right, Kelvin Benjamin to Heath. So
you were saying tall wide receivers because Benjamin or yes. because Hilton?
Benjamin and Hilton.
Oh, okay.
Debate.
Gotcha.
Heath, since you're tall.
Yeah, we talked about this last week. I'm curious your opinion. Any concern about him coming into minicamp overweight?
Not really, no.
Okay. Heath, I know you're taller than I am, so that probably factored into your tall receivers thing. Did you give any of the running backs on the board consideration? Hyde, Latavius Murray, Alf, Joik Bell, Yeldon, Ingram, etc.
No, I pretty much decided when you passed on running back that I was going to take a wide receiver here and then take another running back right before you picked.
That's fine. There are plenty to go around.
Just hear you say, oh!
Well, yeah, we'll get plenty of that. Because Dave and Heath are going to draft similarly to me, so I'm sure they're going to take my guys.
Yeah, ooh, you're in a bad spot.
Speaking of running backs, I think George just got a really nice value there.
Yeah, I love that pick.
Mark Ingram to George, Carlos Hyde to Will. So these are the guys we talked about in our last show. Alfred Morris to Lebowski.
There go all the running backs that Adam wanted.
No, that's fine. I mean, we still have look, you can take him if you want. I know that this isn't going to change your opinion, but I would love to get Joseph Randall around for. Jonathan Stewart could be there. Joik Bell, TJ Yeldon, Latavius Murray, and gamble on those guys.
Yeah, I'm not going to take Randall. You're good.
All right, well, let's see if someone else does. I predict that Lebowski is going to take a Gator at some point in this draft.
He might.
Maybe Tebow.
And he's going to take Matt Jones and handcuff Alfred Morris.
Coming up on the end of round three, and we have ended it with Joik Bell. So how's Marone doing here with the last pick? Marone has Matt Forte, Antonio Brown, Joik Bell, and now he's on the clock.
I don't think Joik Bell's a terrible pick at the end of the third round.
I agree.
I mean, I don't get excited about it, but I don't feel like it's a bad pick.
It's not like he's going to go from, you know, an optimistic view of over 15 touches a game to goal line duties to the bench. Like, I understand the excitement about Amir Abdullah, and I actually read something this week from our buddy in Detroit, Dave Burkett, with the Detroit Free Press, who believes that Abdullah will end up being that guy for Detroit. But they like using two running backs.
Oh, yeah.
And as long as Joik Bell is okay, and he hasn't been okay for minicamp, which to me isn't that big of a deal, as long as he's in training camp, participating, gets a few snaps in the preseason, there's no reason to believe he's going to lose a lot of work to Abdullah. Might lose some, and that might come at the midpoint of the year.
How about Emmanuel Sanders going with the second pick of the fourth round? That's a little bit later than what we're... Oh, no, he went with the first pick. I'm sorry. So that's Marone taking Joik Bell and Emmanuel Sanders back-to-back to give Marone a team of Bell and Forte and Antonio Brown and Emmanuel Sanders.
I feel like the first turn worked out really well for Marone, and I'm not so sure about the second turn.
Totally agree. I think he took two players too soon.
Who could he have taken instead?
He could have taken Latavius Murray, which is better. He could have taken Jonathan Stewart, which is better. He could have taken DeAndre Hopkins, which is better. Jordan Matthews, which is better. He could have taken Brandon Cooks, which is better.
The only name you said that I might agree with is Cooks.
Why yeah, so
the other ones, I think Sanders is better than those other receivers, and I think Bell is better than those other running backs.
I would have taken Latavius Murray and DeAndre Hopkins.
I don't love Hopkins. I'm very worried about him.
I don't love him, but I don't feel like you have to love him to take him at the start of the fourth round.
Oh, Todd Gurley off the board.
That's
here.
Fine. But compared to other wide receivers like Sanders and Cooks, yeah. I'd rather have those guys.
Okay.
So here's Lebowski's team. He's got, I don't like it. Andrew Luck, Alfred Morris, Todd Gurley, and Dez Bryant so far. 11th overall pick in a 12-team league. Your thoughts?
I like his first three picks. I don't like Gurley, as we talked about yesterday.
No.
So I think, you know, he if you're going to take the quarterback there, you know, he's doing the right thing because he took, in my opinion, you could argue best player available in Dez. We talked about, you know, he said he could be the number one receiver. I mean, Morris at this point is in the discussion of these running backs that are going to go off the board. Like we said yesterday, what was it, 32nd overall is the number you used, Dave? So that's in the discussion. And then, you know, Gurley just to me is just too soon.
CJ Spiller in a standard scoring league goes before Latavius Murray and Randall and Stewart, et cetera.
He did in the last draft too, by Will.
Drew Brees.
Yeah, I don't see that working out that well.
I was really just joking about taking a third running back in the fourth round. That's not a strategy.
But some of the guys you like are still there.
I'm going to take Latavius Murray.
All right, over
still there in the fourth round. I'm going to take him even if I have two running backs.
So you're taking him over DeAndre Hopkins. You're taking him over.
He wants the Murray combo.
The rookie wide receivers. All right, good. I'm going to take Joseph Randall then.
That's the first time anyone's ever said that in the history of the universe.
I don't understand. Okay, do you guys understand, Heath?
Yes.
I don't get it. You have this thing that Darren McFadden is good, and he's not, and he's going to get hurt. And I've got the running back with the best offensive line in football that ran the ball the third most times in the NFL last year.
Okay.
For the third most yards per carry.
Okay.
So.
I'm so excited to make my pick.
Dave.
Brandon Cooks.
I dropped what I was doing.
Which is kind of what you're supposed to do when you're in a draft and it's your turn.
Right. No. But like sometimes like you look through your rankings and you want to double check stuff, but not me. I knew exactly who I wanted. And that was Brandon Cooks making it back to me, 43rd overall.
Oh, look at Ryan listening to Heath chew his ear off about Travis Kelce.
44th overall for
too soon.
It's still too early.
Yep.
Little early.
I don't know if he was going back because Jamie probably would have taken him.
Jamie to take him.
I was going to take him
just because he knew that they wouldn't come back to him.
No, but yeah, I was going to take him.
You know, guys, Drew Brees went before Peyton Manning. What'd you think about that?
I mean, Peyton was the other guy I was looking at.
Yeah, me
but
too.
I needed a receiver. I know I can wait on a quarterback. So yeah. But if Cooks was off the board, Peyton probably would have been my pick.
I think we should maybe spend a little more time on Drew Brees and Peyton Manning. It's not.
And I'd throw Matt Ryan in there too.
Okay. Okay. I'm a lot more excited about Matt Ryan than I am Drew Brees or Peyton Manning this year.
Just because they're changing system, they're old. And
yes. Yes. I mean, all those things. Drew Brees has got, I know why you got excited about picking Brandon Cooks. Because it's the only person left that Drew Brees could throw the football to.
Oh, yes. Spiller.
Who?
Spiller.
Spiller.
I mean,
yeah.
Look.
And the other guys are going to catch
We
passes.
Keep writing off Golston. You know?
He was bad.
But
he was
60,
pretty bad.
He's 60 really to 70 bad. Catches at 10-something.
I don't care about Golston per se. I care about what he does for Brees. And he's still going to win most of his matchups because of his size.
I'm worried that that's how Josh Hill's going to end up being classified, too. Just an okay fantasy option, but boy, he helps Drew Brees. And that's what Spiller's really going to be.
See, I did not think Colston helped Drew Brees last year. I did not. Colston.
Yeah, he
did
totally got enough,
but his
stats.
Targets went down because he also was playing hurt.
He could not get open.
Well, they also had Kenny Stills who stepped up, and that Graham guy that you might have heard of also.
Yeah, he's kind of good.
Helped quite a bit. But a lot of people are down on Brees because Jimmy Graham's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But he had some huge numbers before Jimmy Graham was even in the NFL. And that was in New Orleans with Sean Payton.
Yes.
So don't let that sway you on Drew Brees.
But he wasn't like 370 years old then either.
He's not 370.
That's true.
Okay.
He might not even be 37.
Let me recap round three. It's been a very interesting round here. Round four. Round four, Emmanuel Sanders, Todd Gurley, CJ Spiller, Drew Brees, Latavius Murray to Heath, Joseph Randle to me, Brandon Cooks to Dave, Travis Kelce to Ryan, DeAndre Hopkins to Chris Towers, probably a little bit later than we're used to seeing him go. TJ Yeldon goes 46th overall to Joe, and Jamie's on deck. And guys, let's just really quickly give our teams through four picks. I have LeSean McCoy, Joseph Randle, Calvin Johnson, and T.Y. Hilton. I'm happy with that. Dave?
Nice core. I've got Marshawn Lynch, Jordy Nelson, Lamar Miller, and Brandon Cooks, and I am delighted.
Yeah.
If I could dance around right now, I would.
Heath?
What's stopping you?
I have Arian Foster,
you're being laughed at.
DeMarco Murray, Latavius Murray, and Kelvin Benjamin, and I am also thrilled.
Hate your team.
Two running backs and two wide receivers.
I straight up hate your team, Heath.
Three running backs.
I want to tell everybody why I hate Heath's team.
Okay, great.
Did
you hate guys named Murray?
You have pretty much nothing but bust potential on your team.
All right, so
nothing
this
but
worked
bust
out very
potential?
Well in my favor.
Couldn't we say that about every team?
No, Heath's especially.
All right, can you predict my picks?
Okay, all right.
Be easy.
Well, you should take Peyton Manning, but you probably won't. You're going to take Jonathan Stewart.
That's an easy one.
Yep.
And
I think it might be the other one.
I don't think you should take Amir Abdullah here. I think that might be a reach.
Nope.
But that is your guy. Kelsey's off the board. Let me just look at the wide receivers.
I'm
going
to say Stewart and Peyton. I would be surprised to see.
It's either going
to
be, Amari Cooper or Peyton Manning. I'll say Peyton.
And here we go, gentlemen and ladies. I said gentlemen first. Cause
Jordan Matthews was picked before Jamie, so
maybe.
Your two picks are.
Jamie would have loved Jordan Matthews. Jonathan Stewart, Jordan Matthews,
that's
platter
what I was hoping for.
Would have been Jamie Eisenberg's Rhody Bodhi.
I was hoping Yeldon was going to slip too, so I was hoping to get Yeldon
and Stu. Now remember, Jamie's got one running back and two stud receivers.
So are you going
to
pick or?
I think he has
what?
To come away with one running back. And the way he feels about Jonathan Stewart, it just makes too much sense for him to pass on Chase Stew.
Well, are you going to make the selections or?
I'm catching up picks on Twitter.
He is not dropping whatever he's doing just because he's on a clock.
No.
Right. He's not that excited about making his picks then.
Well, no, because I was excited when it happened, when I knew Jeff was going to take, Jordan Matthews looking at his roster.
All right. So Jonathan Stewart was picked 48 overall. Now the drama.
Once Joe went with Yeldon,
I say Peyton. Yeah. Adam says Peyton Heath. Are you going Peyton too, or are you going to?
No, I'm going to go with Amari Cooper.
You're going to say Jamie takes Amari Cooper, and typically Jamie waits.
Oh!
Amir Abdullah.
You love him.
He's going to be the best running back in Detroit by far.
I thought this was a standard. Like,
I don't know if that's going to mean a lot.
All right, Jamie's team so far is the only guy with five players. And
that's an advantage, by the way.
He has, yeah.
Yes, I win.
Eddie
so now
Lacy.
I'm wondering if Peyton's going to fall to me in round five.
Eddie Lacy, Jonathan Stewart, Mike Evans, Alshon Jeffrey, and Amir Abdullah. And as usual, I'm sure Jamie loves his team.
I've taken quarterback earlier than I wanted the last two or three mocks that we've done because I like where these guys have fallen, and Peyton is falling to a great value, but I wanted to pass on taking quarterback early.
Early? It's not early anymore.
Well, it is just because there's only three guys that have been drafted, so it's relatively early based on what's left available to you.
Yeah.
So I also know that Scott White's not in this draft, so nobody's going to take two quarterbacks before somebody else takes one.
That's true, but I know that when you pick again, I would wager that at least three quarterbacks will be taken, if not four.
Oh, I don't care, though. That's the decision that I'm making.
But, like, that's when you passed on Peyton, it's not because, oh, well, you know, I'll get Cam Newton when I'm up in, you know, late round six.
Cam may be there. If Heath wasn't drafted, Cam would be there.
No, I bet Cam might go this round.
Can I make a prediction? Or not a prediction.
But I think, like, Russell Wilson will be the highest-ranked quarterback left when you're up. That's not a bad thing.
I'd be okay with that.
Of course, because there's so many quarterbacks to go around, you can wait. Jamie just made the decision by taking Amir Abdullah over Peyton Manning totally, totally fine with waiting while for a quarterback.
That's what he should take there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Problem? So, Jeff got auto-picked, but it was a good auto-pick.
Yep. I'm just going to leave it.
All right, so Jeff
and
gets Peyton Manning.
I think I got a proposal. I think we should call. This is gonna take a second. Do I have a second to explain this?
Please. Yeah, of course.
I think we should call because I have waited until like taking the 10th or 11th or 12th quarterback off the board almost every mock we've done, and I think from now on we should call that the Vegas strategy.
Say again.
Why?
Strategy. Because what you're doing is you're saying quarterback's really deep. There are 9, 10, 11 quarterbacks I'm okay with having. I'm going to play Vegas and bet that everybody else or a majority of the people bets wrong, and I still get a good quarterback at 10 or 11.
The 10th or 11th round?
No, 10th or 11th quarterback off the board.
Oh, yeah. Well, I agree because, you know, we've seen – well, first off, in our Mass Magazine draft, Russell Wilson fell to the 9th round. Yeah. That's never going to happen. But yeah.
I think I got him there.
No, Scott did.
Scott did, okay.
Eli's going to fall. Roethlisberger's going to fall.
Stafford.
Stafford will fall. So those are four guys. And I put Tannehill, even though I have him ranked 13th, I put him in the starting group. So Tannehill will fall. So you have an opportunity, if you like to wait, and I think a lot of people in this room like to wait. Now, again, you
or
can
don't
argue,
mind waiting.
You can argue Peyton is somebody that you shouldn't pass up when he falls in your lap, or Breeze, or, you know, Russell Wilson in some cases. I just think you're going to get, you know, the point differential could be closer than a lot of people think this year because of Peyton slipping a little bit, because Breeze slipping a little bit. I think people are overhyping Russell Wilson a little bit because of the addition of Jimmy Graham. So, you know, you're going to see Cam bounce back. You're going to see Eli, I think, have a strong year, especially with the Giants' best pass rusher having one hand. You're going to see Stafford, I think, rebound with a healthy Calvin Johnson. So there's a lot of opportunity to wait on a guy and still get good value.
I got a question for you guys. I've thought about this. I don't think I can do it, but I have Calvin Johnson, and now is kind of the time that you have to take Golden Tate.
No, it's not.
You may be round six.
If you wanted to do that type of thing, this would be the time to lock it in.
Yeah, I can't really justify it, but if Calvin gets hurt, then all of a sudden Tate becomes a guy who's going to give you like second round value.
Oh, well, he was awesome last year. In the five games Calvin missed or was a decoy, he was
Four out of five. Four out of five with big games.
Now, can you get away with starting Johnson? For me, it'd be Johnson and Hilton at wide receiver and Tate at flex. Or is that just...
I think that's a decent baseline.
Yeah, but
you might want to eventually try and find an upgrade over Tate.
To me, Tate is a handcuff.
I can't do it.
Told you the
five.
Cam would go. He went before Matt Ryan.
All right, Dave, you're on the clock.
Overall.
Here's what we've seen so far in round five. Amir Abdullah, Peyton Manning, Amari Cooper, Sammy Watkins, Cam Newton. Got some really good players left. DeSean Jackson, Julian Edelman, Martavis Bryant, Tate, Andre Johnson at wide receiver.
Wait, hold on a second.
What's the matter?
Can I say other things?
Yeah, go ahead. Keep going. Sorry.
Andre Ellington, Giovanni Bernard, LeGarrette Blount, Darren McFadden, Isaiah Crowell, Tevin Coleman, a bunch of running backs are available. There have been only three tight ends off the board. So we have Greg Olsen, Marcellus Bent. Nobody's taken anyone other than Olsen this early. Dave just took Matt Ryan. A lot of good quarterbacks available. Russell Wilson, Tony Romo, etc.
So Dave, I went off my board for this pick.
Why? Who?
My board said DeSean Jackson. And there's a couple other wide receivers that I have ranked ahead of Matt Ryan, but I figure Ryan won't make it back to me.
Well, who's your team so far?
I thought it was a good value here, so I took him.
Well, you have Brandon Cooks and Jordy Nelson, so you don't need to take DeSean Jackson.
Somebody just tweeted me when I'm posting the picks. Joik at 3.12, he probably wouldn't even draft himself that high.
I disagree with this Joik Bell hate.
It's just from the offseason and the fact that they drafted Abdullah and Bell didn't practice and Bell had surgery. A lot can change quickly. So let's all just take a deep breath and wait and see what happens.
All right, so for the Joseph Randall owner, being me in this case, do you recommend taking another running back? All right, now I have LeSean McCoy, Joseph Randall.
I think you still need a running back.
You might be able to pull off the Browns combo.
Calvin Johnson and T.Y. Hilton. So I'm not going receiver. Do you recommend taking McFadden now?
Yes.
Or a different running back?
I think you should punt on the Browns. Go with Crowell. Go with McFadden, as Heath suggests, because now you have that backfield locked up. And then you probably end up still
with
the opportunity. Huh?
It's a waste of a pick.
The waste of the pick was when you took Randall.
Well, you can wait another round. You can go Crowell here and try and get...
I'm going to change it up a little bit. I went Andre Ellington.
Okay.
Okay.
Another waste of a pick, but sure.
I resent that from the king of the Ellington fan club a year ago.
I'm very happy to say
that. That was then, this is now.
Very happy he fell to me. I considered him last round, actually.
You can't just say him. The listeners need to know who you're talking
about. DeSean Jackson.
DeSean Jackson. Because, as Adam says, I really like bust potential.
That's okay, though.
I've got a bunch of it.
No, you do because have
there's bust potential. There's also boom potential.
Yes. But yeah, but don't you think your team is a little risky, Heath?
What's that?
Don't you think your team is a little risky? Let's go over it. Heath's team is Arian Foster, DeMarco Murray, DeSean Jackson, Kelvin Benjamin, and Latavius Murray. A little risky.
Well, if you're taking risky players, that means you're getting more upside than you should get for that position. DeMarco Murray's upside is a top five pick.
What's risky about it? Arian Foster and DeMarco Murray are big time injury risks, and Arian Foster is obviously a little long in the tooth. Kelvin Benjamin did not exactly show himself to be an extremely talented, great pass catcher last year, and they just brought in Devin Funchess as a second round pick. DeSean Jackson's inconsistent week to week. And Latavius Murray, that's probably my favorite of your picks so far, but he still comes with some risk. Although at that point in the draft, it's not like you're going to take a safe running back.
It should surprise no one if DeMarco Murray or Arian Foster, either one, lead running backs in fantasy points per game. Because they've both done it in the past.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
But in fact, I think they were 1 and 2 last year, weren't they?
I don't
fantasy points
per game.
Foster. Oh, per game? Maybe.
I don't know.
Foster was not number 2 overall, though.
No, but I think he was a top 5, and he missed.
Well, we're not playing per game here. That's the point.
Yes, we are, actually, because if Foster misses a game, I'm going to have someone else in his place. So I really just care about the points he scores when he plays.
Now, are you prioritizing Ryan Matthews and Alfred Blue?
Maybe Matthews, not Blue, no.
I would try and prioritize both.
Would this be a spot? You can get both easily, and then I think you're in great shape. Like, you can easily get Matthews in round 6.
Houston brought somebody else in, too. I'm not sure it's going to be Alfred Blue's show to run if Foster goes down.
Well, so they add.
I don't remember now.
I don't think
it would have sounded a lot better and been a better podcast if I had just said Houston added.
Well,
said
as
this
soon as
person's
said, I thought to myself, well, I'm pretty sure Blue is going to be the big time favorite to back him up. Chris Polk is who you might be thinking of.
Yes, it's Chris Polk is the one they added.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he beats out Blue for the job. It's possible. They drafted Kenny Hilliard out of LSU, if I recall correctly.
Yeah. All right, we got some more picks off the board after Heath's DeSean Jackson, Giovanni Bernard, and Andre Johnson. I like picking on Will. Let's see how Will's team is doing. C.J. Spiller and Carlos Hyde are his running backs. Odell Beckham and Andre Johnson are his wide receivers. If you're not impressed, it's because Rob Gronkowski was his first round pick, so it leaves you a little thin. Gronkowski at tight end. Not my favorite team.
I don't dislike it.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
He's got work to do.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I thought Spiller was too soon. He could have had Latavius Murray, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
That would have been a little bit more appealing to the eye. Certainly Spiller can have a better year. It would not be a huge shock, but Murray, I think, has the better potential in a standard league. That's the one thing that kind of stands out to me, because he's got two great receivers. I mean, you know, if Andre plays to what he should be able to do in an Andrew Luck offense.
What is that exactly?
Well, I think you look at his track record. I mean, last year was a down year for him, 85 catches. Mm-hmm. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if he's above 80
again.
Five touchdowns. He's averaged 5.3 over his 12-year career. Mm-hmm. So that shows you where he's
at. I think he can get to 7 touchdowns.
Well, let's just say he gets to 5. If he can, you know, stay at that number, mm-hmm. you know, which I would
with
say is the
1,200, 1,300 yards?
No, I don't think he's going to get there. But the one thing that's in his favor is Reggie Wayne, as old and slow as he was last year, had 116 targets.
Yeah.
So and
Nicks had like another 70.
I would bump up Andre to about 140, which is where he was around last year. You give him 140 targets from Andrew Luck, he's probably going to be in the 1,100 yard range. We have him projected, I think, for 1,200 yards, but only scoring 4 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Now, for people that are listening, I don't know if we've explained this enough. Dave and I are no longer doing projections. So this is coming from our data guy. So you're going to see a little bit different numbers, you know, that maybe don't reflect what our rankings have. But Andre Johnson, if I saw it correctly, is projected for around 80-some-odd catches and 1,200 yards and 4 touchdowns. So let's just say he hits those other numbers. Be a stretch, but if he does it, then see, you're talking about if he can get to 6 touchdowns, you're gonna be looking at a top 10 receiver.
I've been 900 yards or more and 7 touchdowns with Andre.
So you're saying his touchdowns go up a little bit?
I think the touchdowns go up. I just think that's the nature of that offense.
I agree.
But the ball is going to be spread around that I find it hard to believe that he's going to get 1,000 yards.
So you don't think they're going to throw all their touchdown passes to tight ends and random running
backs? No, see, that, I think they're going to do plenty of that. I think that's just how Andrew Luck likes it. And I think Andrew Luck just loves being in the red zone and finding the open guy.
Oh, yeah.
And there's always somebody.
That's a good thing to do.
Yeah. That's what makes Andrew Luck so damn great in fantasy this year.
I'm going to recap round 5. Amir Abdullah.
Does Gore hurt that, though? Because
Gore might hurt that, but he could also catch a bunch of those touchdowns.
I'm going to recap round 5 now. Amir Abdullah to Jamie, Peyton Manning, Amari Cooper, Sammy Watkins, Cam Newton, Matt Ryan to Dave, Andre Ellington to me, Deshaun Jackson to Heath, Giovanni Bernard, Andre Johnson, and then how do you feel about these two picks to end the round, Vincent Jackson and Julian Edelman, standard scoring leagues?
Don't love Jackson, but I like Edelman.
I think that's a good place for Edelman. I don't love Jackson at all.
Tevin Coleman is the first pick of round 6. And we are... All right, let's talk... you know what? Now that we have a little bit of downtime, I want to read this email. It's from Jake B. from Chicago, Illinois. Do you think Antonio Gates' suspension hurts Melvin Gordon's value?
I think it helps him.
Yep, I think it helps him.
Okay, that is a 4-game suspension.
I feel like there's kind of this rush on Melvin Gordon right now where people are starting to really buy in more and more on Melvin Gordon. It feels like it's been this way over the last week to 10 days.
Well, he went 29th overall.
Right.
Right after Justin Forsett and Frank
Third
Gore.
Third round pick. I wonder if that's where he does end up going in drafts.
And I think I'd rather have him than Justin Forsett in a standard league.
I would too.
What about Frank Gore?
I would.
Gordon over Gore?
What are we afraid of with Gordon?
What are we afraid of?
Right.
Danny Woodhead.
San Diego's offense not being good.
I think their offense might be better than it was a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think the fact, to me, I'm going to go back to 2 years ago when I look at Gordon. Oh, hold on.
Oh, Lebowski with an auto pick. And he took a hurricane instead of a gator with the auto pick. That's how you know it was an auto pick.
That's not going to make him happy.
No, not at all. It took Greg Olson.
I think 2 years ago, Ryan Matthews was the number 12 running back in standard leagues.
Mm-hmm.
That was with a healthy Danny Woodhead. And he only had 26 catches. So you give...
Was that 2 years ago?
That was 2 years ago.
Wow.
You give Gordon going from 19 catches in college. Can he get to 26 in the NFL?
I guarantee you he can.
Not at all, because he's going to play more games.
Right. So...
He can catch passes, I promise.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, I think that gets overlooked.
But how many opportunities will he get compared to Woodhead? And is does it really all depend on like exactly what type of role Woodhead gets and how many snaps he gets? Is it going to be like it was pre-leg injury for Woodhead? Or is it going to be where he fills in a little bit here and there, but we really like Gordon and we want to keep him on the field as a 3-down back?
He had, I think it's like 120 total opportunities with his targets and his carries. At least 120. For Woodhead. I don't remember how many carries he had that year. but he was in like the 80 target range.
That Greg Olsen pick was rescinded, and Keenan Allen is the pick instead. So off the board in this round, we had Keenan Allen. Who was the first pick of the round? It was Tevin Coleman. So Tevin Coleman, obviously going ahead of Devontae Freeman, that's fine. But we do have interesting running backs on the board. We have LeGarrette Blount, Isaiah Crowell, David Johnson, Darren McFadden. I will take McFadden if he gets to me here, but I feel like Heath might take him.
So you're going to go McFadden over Crowell?
Yeah, because I have Randall.
Right.
I think that makes
more
sense.
But you'd rather
sense.
Take the backup and handcuff as opposed to a starter somewhere else.
Yeah, because I took Ellington in the last round. Yes.
Yeah, he's locking up the Cowboys run game.
If I didn't have Ellington, if I had taken a wide receiver or something like that, then maybe
the
I would.
8 weeks. You never know.
What with Ellington?
They seem to be fine with who they have.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're here in round six right now, and Heath, Dave, talk about your teams. You're picking Heath. You're in the hole.
Yeah.
Talk about who you got and what you're thinking here in round six.
Well, I do think that I'm really leaning towards taking a third receiver here. They backed out that Greg Olsen pick, and I think it's a good pick. I think it's the time for that pick.
Yep.
I'm just not. I don't know. I'm not sure that I really want to have Kelvin Benjamin and Greg Olsen on my team.
Why not?
I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, it's funny the way the draft is shaping up. So you're going
to
take...
I was going to take Martavis Bryant right there, actually, and he just got taken in front of me.
Oh, did he? I was going to say Dave was going to take him and pick up.
Oh, here's the thing. Heath, you don't have any Chiefs yet, so what's going on here?
I can't. Travis Kelce's gone, right?
Yeah. You take Nile Davis here.
Jamal Charles is gone. I might take Nile Davis in four rounds or so, but I guess I'm going to take Greg Olsen because I was going to take Martavis Bryant, and he's gone.
You have Arian Foster, DeMarco Murray, DeSean Jackson, Kelvin Benjamin, and Latavius Murray.
I mean, that's a really good start. I feel good about it. My receivers are so thin.
Kelvin Benjamin's not thin.
He's not that thin.
It's funny to laugh at fat jokes when you're fat.
Yeah, I'm going with Greg Olsen. I feel like that's a really good value in the sixth round.
Darren McFadden to me, and now I feel better about the Ellington pick. I hate McFadden, but locking up the Cowboys' backfield was a nice thing to do.
Can we just take a moment to discuss the trio of Ellington, McFadden, and Randall and the talent that you've
put
in your backfield?
If you put them all together, you might have one healthy running back.
I really don't understand how, maybe you're right about Joseph Randall not being good, but I don't understand.
He's okay.
Where is that coming from? Like, what has he done that suggests that Joseph Randall is not good?
I just don't know. Who did you pass? I know you passed up Stewart.
He passed up a certain Browns running back. And it's my turn on the clock.
I passed up Stewart for Randall.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Who other running backs did you take? Did you pass up Yeldon? I know you're not a Yeldon guy, but
no, I think the real key comes at the 3-4 turn. He took a wide receiver at 3 in the third round.
Yeah,
and then watched like 6 good running backs go, and then took Randall in the fourth round.
And I passed.
Who could he have taken receiver wise there, as opposed to what he did?
Let's go back and look.
Cooks. I took Hilton instead. I took Hilton. And Randall instead of, let's say,
Running back you want there.
Like, Joique Bell and Cooks. You know, and I'm fine
Joique
with it.
Joique Bell's your favorite of all those running backs that
I don't remember
the
who
round?
They were, Heath. So, yeah.
You could have had Alf and Cooks.
Yeah, I don't take Alf. I don't like Alf.
I don't take
Alf. I could have taken Hyde or Ingram and Cooks.
this is like a thing. You could have had Mark Ingram and Brandon Cooks.
You could convince me that Ingram and Cooks are better than Hilton and Randall, but Ingram's hurt every year.
Hyde and Cooks.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. You can convince me. I think there's a big difference between T.Y. Hilton and Brandon Cooks.
There is a difference. I would agree with that.
A big difference. I think it's big. And look, maybe I'm just the high guy on Joseph Randall. I don't really see why I shouldn't be. They did nothing to address running back. They did nothing
That's
to address running back. And I have McFadden on my team.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
no, you, the way it ended up for you is great.
Yeah, I think I don't think you really have to argue anything, Adam. And the thing with Randall is, as long as he plays well, as long as he's effective, he's going to be their guy. And he's got a good chance on the offensive line.
That's the thing you're making.
Yeah, and look at the quarterback and the passing game there.
Of course. Dave, I really like that Jarvis Landry pick.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And that might be my last wide receiver pick this entire draft.
Ooh, that's an interesting pick, Dave. Alright, I'm gonna disagree.
On our boy Duke.
I don't really like the Jarvis Landry pick in a standard format in round six.
I think he's better than the reputation he got as a rookie.
Cool.
Is Landry.
What was his reputation?
I thought he got a good reputation.
He's a PPR only guy because he gets a bunch of catches and he can't do anything else other than move the chains.
Well, I mean, the one negative would be is that he's going to be stuck in the slot. And so how many touchdowns will he actually score in this offense? With a, finally, they have a big target in Cameron. They have a big target in
Parker.
Parker.
Yeah. See, I would have been less excited about Landry had Parker not gotten injured.
Right.
But I feel like Parker may be slower to assimilate into the offense in the first half of the year, and that could get Landry off to a fast start.
Mm-hmm.
I like
what
him.
What
do you have, 7 yards a catch last year or something?
Like no, it was, it was like
but I think he's better
9
than
or 10.
Like, it wouldn't surprise me.
It wasn't 10. It was definitely single digits.
I think it was in the 9s.
Maybe 9. Yeah. 7 seems low, but
7 would be pretty ridiculous.
Well, no. I mean, he really didn't really go much further than the line of scrimmage.
I compared his numbers to Wes Welker. When Wes Welker, maybe it was Edelman. His numbers weren't like, his yards per catch anyway, not very, just a little bit lower than Edelman when Edelman was a top 20 or at least top 24 receiver in standard scoring leagues. But he had
right,
more catches.
Is he going to be over 100 catches?
No, I don't think so. I mean.
I think he's, look, in this spot, you're comparing him to, you know, an old Roddy White, an inconsistent Michael Floyd, you know, who knows what Golden Tate's going to be with Calvin healthy, who knows what Kevin White's going to be. So it's not a bad spot to take Jarvis Landry here. I just think he's a little bit further down for me, but, you know, Dave likes him, so you take him.
It was exactly 9 yards per catch.
9? Okay. So let's recap what we've got so far in round 6. What the heck is going on with everybody? Does it take so long to draft? Can you yell at people, please? Killing the podcast.
We're in a podcast room, so we can't really yell at people.
I'm going to yell at people in the draft room. Tevin Coleman, Keenan Allen.
That's an effective way of getting through to people, Adam.
Ryan Matthews, Martavis Bryant, Greg Olsen, Darren McFadden, Jarvis Landry, Nelson Aguilar, Isaiah Crowell, Chris Towers. I feel like he's working on a good team here. And Duke Johnson right after Crowell.
Let's talk about Chris.
Chris has C.J. Anderson, Justin Forsett, Isaiah Crowell. That's not as good as I thought. A.J. Green, DeAndre Hopkins, and Sammy Watkins.
That's pretty good.
I think he's pretty well stocked at the important positions.
Not as good as I like, so I'm going to criticize
him. I really like those wide receivers.
Green and Hopkins, yeah. No, yeah. It is a good team. It is a good team. I don't know why I thought it was, like, amazing, but
It's definitely good. There might have been a pick or two where I think he could have done better, and I'm definitely not going to criticize him for taking C.J. Anderson in round one.
Jamie is on the
or
clock.
Fourth overall, I should say.
After Golden
Everybody's
Tate.
You want to guess my pick?
Round one.
Jamie right now, Tate just went, so Jamie has Lacy and Stewart and Amir Abdullah at running back. He has Alshon Jeffrey and Mike Evans. Who is he going to take, guys?
Is it time for
it looks
Russell
like
Wilson?
LeGarrette Blount is his top-ranked running back that's left, but I believe he's pretty happy with who he's got at running back.
Is it time for Russell Wilson?
I don't think so.
He would take Brady ahead of Russell Wilson.
I would take Roethlisberger ahead of Wilson, too.
Yeah, but you're not taking that.
Mac. Nope.
Your top-ranked receiver is...
Oh, Kevin White. Kevin White.
I think you will go off your board, and you're going to go upside with
White.
And
Pierre Garçon.
And,
Pierre Garçon. Well, Jamie, just make the picks.
Huh?
Make the picks.
I'm going to say Blount and White.
Dave's right on one.
LeGarrette Blount, 72nd overall.
Easy pick there. And then...
Seahawks.
Seahawks DST?
At 73rd overall.
That'd be perfect.
It'll happen in some leagues, just not this one. If you stay true to your board, I think it's got to be Marshall.
Yeah, Marshall's who I'm considering. There's a guy I like, though. See, when I look at my draft boards, okay, who can I have the ability to get coming back to me? That's really the way I look at it at this point.
Well,
I don't know which guys that I'll be able to get.
You can
Victor
say
Victor Cruz is still out there.
I love Victor Cruz. The fact that he's healthy again, it's going to be amazing. He's going to have an amazing season.
Sarcasm alert.
No.
Jamie's got Cruz ranked 52nd among wide receivers.
Amongst wide receivers named Cruz.
Vera Cruz is ranked ahead of Victor Cruz.
This
might be Romo.
No. You know why I'm going to do this?
Julius Thomas.
No. Julius Thomas. I really like this guy, and I know I'm going to probably get in trouble for
Shane Vereen?
Nope. But I know that
Shane Vereen.
Keith
he
may
really
take
likes.
Him. And you got to know who you draft with. So I'm going to take him here. Heath, you know who I'm talking about?
Jeremy.
Oh
my gosh, make the pick. I just went off about how we need to speed this up.
You're that guy, Adam. You're that guy in the
Charles
draft.
Charles Johnson. That is a great pick.
Why would you think you'd get yelled at for that?
Great pick.
I really like Charles Johnson.
I do too.
I think he's going to have a good year. I don't think that Teddy Bridgewater has the year that we're expecting him to have if Charles Johnson's not there.
That's your wide receiver three?
Yep.
That's perfect.
Yep.
Okay. Good job, Jamie.
Yeah. Like it a lot.
See, this is the thing. If I knew I could get Charles Johnson back to me, I don't think it was going to make, would it make it past two picks for you?
I probably would have taken him in the eighth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody else in the draft would have taken him.
Right.
He would have gone in round eight.
Maybe.
It might not have been to Heath. It could have been to, you know, the Lebowski person.
Wow, Joe basically just put you in your place, Adam. I mean, he knows how this works.
Yeah, I tried to speed up the draft room, and Joe Polito didn't like it very much.
No.
So we are now on the second pick, and Jeff Tobin is on the clock. And how's
Jeff Tobin in the room?
No, I'm picking for Jeff.
Okay.
Well,
so
this won't be quick.
So this is where Brandon Marshall is really going.
I tried to just, you know, stay to what we've been talking about. That's why I gave him Golden Tate. You guys want to make the pick for him? Go ahead. Tell me who you want to give him.
What's he got?
Go off Dave's board. He's got everything in his starting lineup but a tight end.
Martellus Bennett.
You want to just go straight down?
No, gosh, no. Not Martellus Bennett. So Jeff, right, we're going to make a pick for Jeff. Jeff has on his team Peyton Manning, Frank Gore, and Jamal Charles.
He's got three receivers, so if you want to give him another running back, feel free. He's got a quarterback.
Jordan Matthews, Randall Cobb, Golden Tate.
Whoa, sorry.
Did you just auto-pick yourself?
Nope.
Is that what just happened?
No.
He's got Gore, Charles.
Give him a running
That's
back.
That's it, running back.
He needs a running back.
So I would absolutely go running back. David Cobb, Tennessee Titans.
Ew.
No, not ew.
Yeah,
ah.
Too soon.
No, it's not too soon.
Yes, it is.
Shane Vereen.
Too soon.
Is it ever really?
See, this is the problem. You say, let us make the pick. We make the pick, and now you're criticizing
the
pick
like
that we would make.
Jordan Cameron.
No, not over Bar Martellus.
You've got both Tampa Bay running backs
make
left. Chris
run-
Ivory with the Jets. Trey Mason with the Rams.
What'd you say,
Adam? Rashad Jennings
with the running back here.
Yep.
Cobb is absolutely the one you'd take.
I would.
You're looking for upside. You're looking for
I would take Devontae Freeman
potential.
Over Cobb.
I wouldn't.
Didn't he take... Jamal Charles?
You want to give him Nile Davis now?
No. This is not when you take
it's too early.
You're going to take Nile Davis, aren't you? Yeah, you are.
You're going to take Nile
it's,
Davis
it's
in the
still too early.
80?
I didn't ever say that.
Yeah, you did.
You just made like a cringe.
All right, come on. Jamie, just make a pick.
Yeah, I'm just giving Bennett.
All right, Martellus Bennett it is.
I'm so glad we got to make that pick, Jamie. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right, so let me think
I said Martellus Bennett.
It was
I think
a good
first.
Pick. Yeah, he David needs a third running back. David Cobb isn't a good pick.
Not now.
I'm four picks away from getting David Cobb on my team.
You
I shouldn't have said anything.
All right, Dave wants David Cobb.
Shut my yapper.
Is Bishop Sankey even in the draft room anymore? Is he an option to pick?
You can take him. It is true.
Guys, let's focus here. Dave has Matt Ryan, Lamar Miller, and Marshawn Lynch, Jordy Nelson, and Brandon Cooks, and he has Jarvis Landry at his flex. So you're thinking running back here?
I think I'm done taking wide receivers for the rest of this draft.
Okay.
That's just how I am.
I think you've overrated Jarvis Landry just a little bit, but fair
He's
enough.
He's my third receiver. Well, when am I ever going to start him?
Don't you want... So you took him as your flex? You're saying, when are you ever going to start him? And you took him as your flex?
No, he's in my flex conversation. I can take multiple players and pick who I want at flex, which is kind of fun to do in fantasy, you know.
Where are you guys seeing depth right now, other than quarterback? Like, do the running backs seem still pretty solid? Do the wide receivers? What are you thinking of the draft board?
I can count... four or five running backs that I feel like are a good value here.
Who are they?
Well, I'm not going to tell you. Pick before me.
I pretty much know
who I'm going
to pick.
Would you like me to tell you because I'm up here in two picks?
Yes, I would.
Well, Cobb is the one I'm targeting. You've got both the Bucks running backs. Chris Ivory with the Jets, Trey Mason with the Rams, all the Giants running backs, David Johnson with Arizona, Devontae Freeman with Atlanta. But if you compare those guys against the wide receivers that are left, I think you might like the receiver values a little bit more, especially if you put it in the context of, all right, which one of these players can get me 1,000 yards and 6 touchdowns? Modest numbers when you consider fantasy, but we're in round 7. That's what you're looking at. Can Roddy White get there? I think he can. Can Jeremy Maclin get there? We all might hem and haw about it, but I think he can get there. You've got a bunch of rookie wide receivers, Kevin White, Rashad Perriman, Devontae Parker, and then a couple of trendy sleeper wide receivers in John Brown, Allen Robinson, Mike Wallace. I don't think they're quite in that group. It feels like if you're looking for somebody who can deliver on 1,000 yards and 6 touchdowns, Roddy White is probably the guy left who's the closest to do that.
It's your pick. You can take him.
No, I'm taking David Cobb. I already told you what I was going to do.
Okay, you should do that.
I'm going to take Cobb. Somebody else will have the pleasure of having Roddy White on their fantasy team this year.
I really think
I'm stockpiling running backs.
Adam should probably take. He needs to stockpile running backs too.
No, this is
David Johnson.
Yeah, I should take David Johnson, and he is number one in my queue. But let me explain here what's going on. I have McCoy, Joseph Randall, Calvin Johnson, and T.Y. Hilton. I have Andre Ellington and Darren McFadden. I've got four running backs and six picks so far. I feel like I can wait on quarterback. Tight end, I always wait on if I don't get one of the elites. So to me, it's between David Johnson and Kevin White. And I want to know, here we are in the middle of round 7, and Kevin White, this physical freak, is still on the board. Why is this happening? Like, what am I missing something with him?
It's just John Fox doesn't typically trust rookies, and he's running fourth of their receiving
court,
if you could believe that right now.
Well, but I think that's almost by design, because it's old school John Fox making the rookie earn his spot. Now, I have heard very good things about Kevin White from what he did when he was healthy in minicamp, earlier OTAs. And, of course, the tape speaks for itself when you watch what he did at West Virginia. But it was only 1 year where he really had amazing games for the Mountaineers.
I might regret it, but I took David Johnson, so now I have...
I think that was a good choice.
LeSean McCoy.
I think you would have remorse the other way.
Yeah, I have LeSean
McCoy.
And you can
find a receiver who's kind of like Kevin White with your next pick.
I have McCoy, the Dallas backfield, and the Cardinals backfield. So five of my first seven picks, not four of my... five of my first seven picks are running backs.
You know what they say, if you have five running backs, you don't have one.
Well, I mean, you kind of...
That might be what it is in the NFL. But fantasy?
That's not true.
I like to take your chance.
I actually think this worked out pretty well for me.
I went with safety and security with my pick because of all the bust factor that surrounds my team. So I thought...
I just saw you.
I'm going to go with Roddy White.
Nothing
safer than Roddy White.
But, like I said, he's probably the best candidate to get you 1,006.
Yeah, yeah.
But if it was to get you 1,107, I don't know if he's in that conversation.
No, I don't need 1,107. I'm going to play him twice.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I got Jarvis Landry. Yeah,
you might have taken the wrong White with Kevin still on the board.
What's that?
You might have taken the wrong White with Kevin still on the board.
Yeah, I think he'll come back to me.
Ooh. Okay. Trey Mason goes next. I guess Kevin White's not coming back to me in round 8. And
never know.
So Trey Mason goes to George. We'll look at George's team. Drew Brees, Mark Ingram, and Jeremy Hill. Damaris Thomas and Martavis Bryant, and Trey Mason and Giovanni Bernard. You like
it's
it?
It's the Brees pick that sticks out.
It's the Martavis Bryant pick that sticks out to me.
Well, no, because we know when he took Brees, that's the problem. If he didn't take Brees and maybe went a different receiver there, or...
Yeah.
You know, some other spot. Who knows?
Tom Brady, 10th pick of round 7. Still got Romo and Wilson, etc. on the board. What do you think?
It's the right spot for him.
Yeah, I took Tom Brady in a real draft today as the 12th quarterback off the board. And that's probably the soonest that I would take him.
Why?
Because I think if he plays 16 games, he's a QB7 to QB9 type guy. And so if he's going to miss 3 or 4 of those, then that drops him down.
It's a pain in the butt if he misses those games, but I think if he plays 16 games, the way that I look at the Patriots, I think he finishes above the 7th best quarterback in fantasy.
Okay.
I think he's more top 5, to be honest with you.
And if you think that, then I think he's worth taking in about this spot.
Oh, there's no doubt. This is a great spot for him.
But I just don't buy it.
Jordan Cameron goes with the 11th pick of round 7.
I think it's a good pick.
Yep.
Doesn't feel like it's too soon.
It is for me, but I mean, I can understand if you value him as a top 10 tight end. I do. There are other guys I like better than him.
If we're saying that we don't know how many touchdowns Jarvis Landry is going to be able to score, and we're worried about Parker getting assimilated into the offense, which I said, you guys didn't say, maybe nobody else feels that way because of his injury and may miss some time.
No, I totally agree with you.
Then who's going to score the touchdowns? Jordan Cameron.
When he's healthy.
He very well could.
I have a theory that, and it's completely, totally, made up. But I have a theory that he will try a little harder to be on the field this year.
Oh, I see what you're
saying.
He's
playing for a better team. That situation in Cleveland, nothing that happened in Cleveland can be held against anyone.
He kind of trash-talked them on his way out the door.
People kind of forget
that. On his way into Miami's door.
People forget that Cleveland was in the playoff race last year. They're actually surprisingly good.
It was a mess, though.
But they were surprisingly good. I know, but it's not like they were a terrible team. I think you've watched too much Raiders.
They're a terrible organization.
Well, I'm not going to dispute that. But they had a surprising season
and
last year.
As Dave said, he did not leave feeling wonderful and nostalgic about his experience in Cleveland.
After Jordan Cameron, Marrone took Rashad Jennings and Julius Thomas on the turn.
I think that's a fine time to take Julius Thomas.
Is it a fine time?
Tight end has been appropriately timed, in my opinion.
Is it a fine time to take Rashad Jennings?
Sure.
Yeah.
Running back dart in round 8?
Yeah. Oh, one of my big, bold predictions comes true, by the way. Does anybody know what that is based on the last pick?
Gator.
Gator.
Took a Gator.
Gator to Lebowski. Oh. Percy Harvin. In round 8.
That's okay. It's a good example of how some people draft. They draft with their hearts, not with their brains.
Yeah, and he's also a Dolphins fan. So his last two picks were Jordan Cameron and Percy Harvin. I like Adam, by the way. He's a good dude. I'm just joking around here. But he still believes in Percy Harvin. Do you guys still believe in Percy Harvin? Round 8.
Believe that he's a pro football player? Yes, I believe that.
That was a bad pick.
I believe he does exist.
Was that a bad pick?
Unlike that Hanukkah Harry guy.
I like the Jeremy Maclin pick better, one pick after him.
But just there's
a lot of players he should have taken. He could have taken Jarrett.
I could probably. I think I could name 50 players I would have rather taken.
Wow.
Okay.
Percy Harvin.
And looky there. I think one of those players you would name might be Kevin White, who did come back to me.
That sucks.
I got
that sucks. We are that was a great pick, Heath. Finally, you got one right. We're really running low on dependable wide receivers at this point. It's a lot of upside now. So who are some of the wide receivers you like? We got LaFell, we got Bolden. Because I think I need to take a receiver here. I only have two. You like Rashad Perryman here, or is it too early?
I think you take the guy you took in the other draft that I praised you for.
Allen Robinson already?
Smith before I take Perryman.
I would take Perryman before Torrey Smith. I like Perryman's quarterback better. If this were PPR, Robinson would be the guy.
Yeah,
the entire Jacksonville offense scares me.
I like Allen Robinson, though. I think
not. I don't. I'm nervous for it.
I think it's a great spot here for him.
Larry Fitzgerald's still available too.
I'll take Allen Robinson.
I just think, I mean, it'd be really weird if we had a whole preseason without saying Larry Fitzgerald's name once on the podcast, and now it's been done.
Good call.
Everybody, find your favorite team.
Mine.
Oh, you all chose mine. Okay, so that's good to know. I'll pick a different team. I'll just pick one that we haven't talked about yet. How about Joe Polito? Aaron Rodgers, Le'Veon Bell, TJ Yeldon, Amari Cooper, Brandon Marshall, Jimmy Graham, and David Johnson. What?
I thought you got David Johnson, Chief.
So who does he have? Duke Johnson.
Duke Johnson.
Nice reading.
All right. No, it says D. Johnson, guy. So
you should know who's on your team.
Yeah, I got confused. Joe made what many consider a mistake in taking a quarterback and a tight end with two of his first three picks. And I think it's left his squad pretty thin.
But I don't think it's terrible. Because he has Le'Veon Bell as part of that group.
I mean, if it were the old Jimmy Graham, it'd be one thing.
No, that's where you take him. Says the guy that always takes him there.
After Rodgers, though, would you have done that? If you had had Rodgers, would you have taken Graham in the third?
Listen. I said this before, there's a decent chance he's got the best quarterback, the best running back, and the best tight end. That's worth something, to be the best at three different positions.
Yeah, I think he totally got away with it, with taking a quarterback and a tight end early on.
The one thing I would say that he needs to do is, we need to see some high upside flyers at wide receiver in the next two or three picks.
Right, because he has Amari Cooper and Brandon Marshall.
It's time.
He's the candidate to take Devontae Parker.
Yes,
he can sit and wait on Devontae Parker. John Brown, another one.
That's not where I would have gone there. Chris Ivory.
Oh, he took Chris Ivory. Yeah,
Well,
he's adding to his running back depth, and I still think he can accomplish what you're suggesting at wide receiver down the line. That's the best part about wide receiver, is that you can always find somebody later on,
like Victor Cruz.
Yeah, like a Vic. Honestly,
yeah.
I don't know if you're trying to make a joke or not to get a rise out of Jamie or whatever.
No, I like.
I think Cruz late cannot hurt you.
If he's healthy, sure.
Yeah, but at this point, we don't know. He claims he's not going to be on the PUP list. That doesn't matter to me. I think once you're in round 8 or later, you're pretty much gambling as it is.
Great pick by...
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't necessarily... You don't have to think about these picks as picks you have to hit on.
Great pick by Jeff Tobin.
Hit on one of them. What's the great pick, Adam?
Niall Davis to Jeff Tobin in the eighth round to handcuff Jamal Charles.
95th overall.
Jamie takes Zach Ertz. Let's recap Jamie's team here. He has, through eight rounds, Jamie has Lacy and Stewart, Evans and Jeffrey, Ertz at tight end with LeGarrette Blount, Amir Abdullah, and who's this flex of yours?
Abdullah.
Oh, Charles Johnson. Sorry. Charles Johnson and Abdullah. And now,
could have been Chris Johnson.
Yeah, I was like, who could the heck been. Is C. John? And Ben Roethlisberger is your quarterback.
Johnson posted on Twitter that he's got something cooking.
Chris.
CJ1K.
And then he put a picture of dinner up.
I like to refer to him as CJRB1. Because for so long, when everybody's making fun of the CJ2K thing, he's kept slipping into the running back 12, running back 10.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were on that. It was all from second half season performance. Yeah.
Yes, everybody hated him, and then, he's actually not awful.
Right. I'm going to recap round 8 for all of our lovely listeners, if you wouldn't mind.
Did you take Roethlisberger ahead of Romo, Jamie?
Of course.
Gosh, that is crazy. That is just crazy.
Yeah, why would he do it 2 years in a row?
Oh, please. Tony Romo is the most consistent quarterback that's not an elite quarterback in fantasy. And
they're most consistently pretty good quarterback.
Yeah, and that's saying something. That's saying something because Ben Roethlisberger is not consistent week to week or season to season.
Look at his numbers under Todd Haley, buddy.
Two six touchdown games.
But those are going to probably help him win.
Are you going to start him every week?
Look, I used to
start Roethlisberger every week.
Yeah,
of course.
Oh yeah, when he's struggling and they're running the ball a lot and he's doing his typical.
You're
Roethlisberger
right, because
Tony
Romo never struggles. He's perfect every week.
He's a very very consistent quarterback.
In December. I think that's right. I think they could both end up playing very well this year, but I've turned the corner on Roethlisberger. I think that there's a chance he could definitely finish as a top 10 quarterback again.
I think it's too. But Romo will, because Romo does every year.
Still too early to take a quarterback.
No, it isn't.
Romo is still on the board. And
I did it because
100.
I didn't like anybody else.
Yeah,
that I value higher.
Okay,
you know, so certainly I could have gambled that maybe Stafford or Eli fall back to me, which they might, and I may regret it. But it just was a comfortable spot for me to take one of those guys.
Here's round 8: Julius Thomas, Percy Harvin, Jeremy Maclin, Doug Martin, Kevin White, Allen Robinson, Devontae Freeman. Brashad Perryman, Russell Wilson, Chris Ivory, Niall Davis, and Zach Ertz. Dave, we kind of missed your Devontae Freeman pick.
Yeah, we did.
Stockpiling running backs.
It's a good pick.
Thank you.
So now Dave's team is Matt Ryan.
Well, I got them both, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan, Marshawn Lynch, Lamar Miller, Devontae Freeman, David Cobb, Brandon Cooks, Jordy Nelson, and Jarvis Landry. No tight end yet. But you are on deck, Dave. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking about doing something that I don't normally do. And with the news of...
Oh.
Seahawks defense?
No.
Oh, Dave, your pick just went off the board.
Ajayi? He was going to be my pick in round 10. We're in round 9. He can have him in round 9. All right. So give me a minute to kind of explain where I'm going with this pick.
When
Antonio Gates was suspended, the number one thing that I looked at was that you could get him late in your draft and he could become a potential trade chip for you. And when I figured this, I thought pick 100 is the perfect time to go and do this. And so I see Tony Romo out there and he would make a pretty good trade chip too. And I think he could get as much, if not more, in trade than Gates. I don't know why Tony Romo has fallen this far.
Oh, no, don't
and
do
I
it.
I normally don't draft two quarterbacks.
Don't do it.
But I absolutely see huge value in Tony Romo, and even though there's a mock draft and we won't play it out, I will absolutely take him with the intention of, quote-unquote, trading him down the line, or maybe trading Matt Ryan down the line. It's a pure value play that I took Tony Romo.
Jamie,
as my number 2 quarterback.
I thought you said Scott White wasn't in this draft.
Scott would take 2 quarterbacks long before 100th overall.
No.
Absolutely. He's taking by the end of round 8 every time.
He took Russell Wilson in round 9 in the last draft that we did.
Okay. Tony Romo at 102nd overall.
Yeah, no, he was going to be my pick.
I'm not going to pass on.
He was going to be my pick, Dave. 100%.
What are you going to give me for him?
Duke Johnson.
You don't have to.
David Johnson, then. You like D. Johnson.
Adam, just to let you know, you're getting...
What?
Adam, you're getting a lot of praise for the Allen Robinson pick.
Thank you. Thank you for your help on that. All right, for me, it's either Stafford or Devontae Parker.
Not your boy Eli?
I'm telling you, the left tackle thing. You guys,
it's a deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal.
Well, Adam, just to let you know, there are two guys after you, Heath being one of them, that do not have quarterbacks.
I know, and I know.
Hey, thanks for that, Jamie. Appreciate it.
No, but I know I'm aware of this, and I know how much you love Matthew Stafford, so I am going to take Stafford here, which means that the fate of my season is on Stafford and Calvin Johnson, who are both on my team.
I feel like you made my choice pretty easy.
You took Devontae Parker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, you might have to wait a little while, but you don't have to start him in week one. Wait for him to reach his potential, right?
Well, I've just got so much bust potential on my team that I felt like I needed to add some more upside at wide receiver.
Good job. You don't have a tight end, do you, Heath?
Yeah,
oh, you do.
Olsen.
Dave, do you?
I don't believe so.
Jamie, do you?
Yes, I have Ertz.
All right, Josh Hill just went off the board. Dave, when are you going to start thinking about tight end?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's such a lame position.
Well, listen, when you wait long to get one, you might as well keep on waiting.
We're only going to do one more round on the podcast, by the way. We're in the end of the ninth round here. We'll do 10 rounds.
Another team took a second quarterback, not Eli.
Will Brinson?
Yeah, Tannehill before Eli.
Brinson!
What, you don't like it?
No, I don't like it at all. I don't have a quarterback yet.
Oh.
Well, Eli might fall into your lap in round 10.
Marone picks after
Marone's
going
to take Eli.
All right, so now's the time when you've got to go to your rank list and start sorting through Phillip Rivers, Teddy Bridgewater, Carson. Yeah. Oh yeah, you can definitely wait now.
That's what I thought when nine of the people had taken him, and there were still three quarterbacks left. I wanted. Oh, we're fine.
Would you be interested in Antonio Romo?
Antonio Romo, yes, I will trade you Devontae Parker for Tony Romo.
I pass on that.
Okay, well, I made an offer.
Now this is the danger in waiting too long on positions. You know, whether it's tight end or quarterback, where you think...
And this is why, when I took Roethlisberger, why I did.
Because you thought we had to wait a full two rounds to make another pick?
I knew I wouldn't get one of the two guys that I wanted.
The other one was Romo?
Yeah. Right. And Stafford. I would take Stafford, too.
Okay. Who's taking Sproles?
Oui.
Somebody in this draft?
Lebowski took Sproles. All right, some of the recent picks. We got after... The Romo Stafford Parker run of Dave, me, and Heath, Josh Hill, Ryan Tannehill, and Darren Sproles. So, look, it's a mock draft. We're coming up to the end here. I don't know how many people are still listening. It's an hour and 15 minutes. Just who are some guys that are in your queue that you want to target for late round picks?
There's a wide receiver. John Brown is in my queue. Bolden, Davante Adams. That's about it at wide receiver. The running backs that are left, I'm pretty much going to settle on whoever's at the top of my list when I'm up. D'Angelo Williams is at the top. It's not very promising, but that's what running backs look like at this point in the draft. Jonas Gray, Alfred Blue, Andre Williams, Reggie Bush, Terrence West, Matt Jones. I mean, this is the type of stuff that you need to grab a brown bag for to puke in. That's why you don't wait on running backs till the very late part of your draft.
You know,
everybody pretty much knows that.
Now that everybody has three quarterbacks and I still don't have one.
Eli Manning just went.
I'm looking at this, and I think if you get to this point, there's going to be, 8 to 10 quarterbacks on the waiver wire that are playing every single week. And so I think I'm going to take a couple quarterbacks, but I'm not necessarily going to take the quarterback that I think projects for the most points.
No, you're streaming.
I'm committed
to the stream.
I'm committed to the stream. I'm focused on two things, and that's week one, who they play, and is there this crazy wild chance that they are much, much better than you think? I'm thinking Colin Kaepernick. Is there a crazy wild chance that Colin Kaepernick's good again?
Well, he's going to be in an offense that'll certainly be geared toward passing the ball more.
That doesn't make me happy.
Damn you, Marone.
Yeah.
Damn you, Marone.
I'm thinking,
Marone takes
Davante
Adams.
Names that maybe we haven't said all preseason. RG3.
Remember that guy?
Him.
You can
have him. I can.
You haven't said Teddy Bridgewater yet. Bridgewater is a guy you should target.
Yeah. Bridgewater. I see in Bridgewater. Yeah.
Yeah, affirmed.
Bridgewater's
he has a I expect
great week one.
I expect him to be better than those guys.
San Francisco's not going to be good defensively.
I expect him to be better than those guys. I don't feel like his ceiling is as high.
Okay. Fair enough. So we're
and everybody can't think that Adrian Peterson's going to come back and run for 2,000 yards again and that there's a high ceiling for Teddy Bridgewater at the same time.
Yeah, but you're on the anti-Peterson bandwagon, so you should like Bridgewater.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the anti-Vikings offense bandwagon, which is feels like a dumb place to be. I don't even like being there.
I'm going
to
read an email.
It smells funny.
Yeah.
This is Alex from Kansas. Which rounds is acceptable to start trying to grab the Seahawks defense and Steven Goskowski?
Goskowski last round, maybe second to last round. With the defenses, I'd say, like, if you really love your team and you want to take one early, round 10. This is about the time. It wouldn't surprise me if we saw the top DST go off the board round 10.
So I was really hoping that I wouldn't have to do this, but I am going to have to say goodbye to the listeners and to you three at this moment.
Good, get out.
All right.
I've got this show that I do every day. And
what's it called?
It's Daily Fantasy Live.
Where can I see it?
4 p.m. Eastern, CBSSports.com.
And what do you do on that show?
Daily Fantasy Baseball Advice every single day. Me, Ryan Bass. Today it will be Scott White. Some days it's Al Melchior.
I've heard of this daily fantasy thing. Can I win money playing daily
FanDuel,
fantasy?
On FanDuel every day.
Is it fun?
It's the best.
Do you have to love baseball to do it?
Not even. I mean, it helps if you do. But you could just watch even. Our show. There are certain things that you have to like. Fantasy sports is probably one of them. But baseball, there's a lot of people that play daily fantasy baseball that aren't really that big of fans of baseball, don't even watch baseball.
I'm going to have to check out your show.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you, Adam.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Make sure you give me an A on my team at the end of the podcast.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
A for atrocious. You got it, my friend.
Wow.
Have a good one, Heath. And I'll read another email from Shay in Minneapolis. Good job on the Fantasy Football Magazine.
Oh, thank you.
Just in case, you should plug it more on the show. Just in case people were having trouble finding it, I had to order mine from Amazon since I couldn't
find
it in stores near me. Okay, order from Amazon, get that magazine. We're going to recap our teams now as we are into round 10. And I have Stafford, LeSean McCoy, Joseph Randall, Darren McFadden, Andre Ellington, and David Johnson. I have T.Y. Hilton and Calvin Johnson and Allen Robinson. Dave has Matt Ryan and Tony Romo. Marshawn Lynch, Lamar Miller, Devontae Freeman, David Cobb, Brandon Cooks, Jordy Nelson, and Jarvis Landry.
Love that.
Jamie has Roethlisberger, Lacy, Stewart, Blunt, Amir Abdullah, and at wide receiver he has Mike Evans and Alshon Jeffrey, and Charles Johnson, and Zach Ertz. So I think you guys both have excellent teams. I don't like Heath, but, you know, to each his own.
That's why it's a mock, Adam.
Your team's good.
My team's okay. My team's fine. It's not as good as yours. Arian Foster, DeMarco Murray, DeSean Jackson, Kelvin Benjamin, Greg Olson for Heath with Latavius Murray, Roddy White, Devontae Parker, and Kevin White. And so far in round 10, what are the picks we have? Anquan Boldin. Oh, we had Devontae Adams, Anquan Boldin, Victor Cruz, and the Texans DST first off
the
board.
I think your team's great, Adam. I don't know what you don't like about it.
Yeah, I do like it. I don't know. We'll see. Those running back situations have to.
You locked up the Cowboys, which is what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you got, you know, another very good situation with the Cardinals.
Yeah. I just don't know how long it's going to take for those situations to have clarity. You know, I would rather have had like, Lamar Miller or something, but he went one pick before me. Heath just took Kendall Wright, which means I'm on the clock. And. Sorry for the delay here.
Drum roll, please.
Whew. Does Brandon LaFell have any value anymore?
Well, he catches passes from Tom Brady. It's got to be good for something.
Right?
He's better than some of the receivers that have gone off of the last
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a couple of receivers I like better.
All right. I'm going to take... I'm going to look at the tight ends here. Jason Witten, Dwayne Allen, Charles Clay, Kobe Fleener, Heath Miller, Kyle Rudolph. I'm going to stop looking at the tight ends now.
Good.
All right, give me a wide receiver you like.
Torrey Smith is my highest-ranked wide receiver. And at 114th overall,
yeah,
I don't have a problem with him. John Brown.
John Brown's my favorite. It's not close.
Torrey Smith it is. John Brown aspires to be Torrey Smith. Right?
And I'm glad you didn't look at tight ends.
Oh, I'm not taking Gates. Look, yeah, Gates.
I took Antonio Gates.
Gates is old, and he's only good
eventually
in
the play
first half of the season.
At 115th overall? Look,
Dave, but now you've taken
really?
Yes.
You've taken a backup quarterback that you want to trade and a tight end that you're going to trade or you're going to keep?
Well, at this point, I'm probably going to keep him because I don't have any other tight ends.
Okay.
And I don't intend to draft another tight end either because I'm a jerk and I can pick one up before week one in our pretend mock draft league.
So after Gates, it's Cody Latimer.
I have absolutely, there is no pressure on me to pick up a tight end until the days before week one. And by then, someone might emerge off the waiver wire.
Longest podcast ever, guys. Congratulations. We're almost at an hour and a half.
I didn't know we could actually go this long.
We can. There's no limit.
Are you publishing this as one podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Anybody who listens to the whole thing is a big fan, deserves a treat. Not going to get anything, but you deserve
it. Sound like you're talking to my son. You get a treat.
Reggie Bush off the board.
Strata.
D'Angelo Williams off the board to Joe. Oh, so that's good for Joe. He did draft Le'Veon Bell, and he got D'Angelo Williams late in the 10th round. And now we've got two picks left before we end this fun. How are you have any fun plans tonight, guys?
Nope.
Are you going to watch Ray Donovan or True Detective Sunday at 9?
True Detective.
Yep. Did you watch the third episode?
I did.
And did you love it?
It was okay.
Or did you list it?
I like that Jeff Tobin did what he did, so I can take John Brown and somebody else.
Yeah, John Brown slipped.
Yep.
All right, Brandon LaFell and John Brown are the last
picks. I would have gone either LaFell or Brown, whoever was available.
Wait a minute, don't you pick for Jeff Tobin?
Nope, he's back pick.
Oh, okay.
So he would have LaFell to you? And that's
is this really what we've
that's how we're ending
what we've
it.
Worn down to now.
Yeah, I knew it was going to slow down, but it's okay. I think it was fun and hopefully helpful for people. So thanks for tuning in, everybody. We're back next week with a couple more podcasts. Dave, you going on vacation?
I am. I'll see everybody. It kicks off. Also, I said a word randomly at some point in this podcast. Tweet me that random word for a prize. Thank you. Just to reward people who list.
Somebody caught that. They're pretty impressive.
Well, I mean, we went long, and it was a challenging podcast to listen to, but at some point I just said something random, one word, randomly.
And you're telling people what that is? Or they're gonna
I'm not telling people the word. They've got to tell me what the word is. Then they got to tweet me the word. Let's see who does it.
For Dave and Jamie.
Don't shake your head at me, man.
I'm Adam. Goodbye.